Welcome back once again to the glorious November episode of the Retrocade Podcast. It's episode 47. It's Phil and
Sean.
Yeah, and we're glad to be here and we're good to be back. How you doing, Sean?
Good, good. So a little Thanksgiving action.
Oh, a little Thanksgiving action is right.
And the turkey, the cranberry, and the podcast.
All of the fixings. We got it all going. It's going to be fantastic. We just had a friend's dinner party. It was very good. Yeah.
We did. Good seeing each other.
It's good seeing everybody.
Drank some food.
Yeah. Yeah, it was good.
It was supposed to be a lot of food.
Wait. Is that
there was discrepancies on the food.
Is there a butt? Instead of bringing up to our friend, we'll just talk about it on the podcast.
You'll
hear about
it. I want the strangers to listen. I heard about it.
Sean's got a grievance, apparently. He was invited to a party. He paid nothing, and he's got a grievance.
Listen, I brought a delectable ice cream cake. Very good.
You did, from Eggers, yeah.
It's very good.
That you didn't pay for. But it was good.
I did pay for it. You got a discount. I might still pay for it.
It was employee discount. But you did get, it had good coffee ice cream. I was like, ooh. I was like, is the chocolate bits coffee? It's good.
It was coffee, standard vanilla, and then it was pecan pie.
Ooh, so that's perfect November blend right
A little
there.
Fall action.
Yeah, fall action.
I was
going to
do the pumpkin ice cream originally.
Yes.
But it was sold out, and the pecan, I'm like, what other seasonal do you have in the pecan?
Pecan works good. Like, no, the slice and the fudge topping.
It was fudge top. It was very good.
It was very good. Very delectable.
I had a little decorations as well.
Very good decorations, yeah.
And, but company was great. It was good seeing everyone.
Yeah, we were in good company. Thank
but
God.
We both
Everybody
left
cares.
To get more food.
Sean, it was a dinner party, but Sean had no dinner. You got no dinner.
We were just discussing.
Listen to this, Mr. Dinner Party Host. Sean didn't get any dinner, he's talking about it publicly.
I had two pieces of turkey, but you, I guess, so you had the opposite. You missed the turkey, but you had the early.
I had the appetizer, which was a little ziti, and then I went outside, and I came back, and the turkey was gone.
So opposite. I came a little later, so
we got nothing.
I missed the ziti.
So much for a dinner party. And then, so listen to this. So I brought a very nice bottle of fine Kentucky Red Eye bourbon. And,
that was a delicious one outside.
It was very delicious. It was not cheap. And it disappeared at the end of the night. Somebody took it home with them, which they weren't supposed to do.
Marble Rye.
Somebody stole my Marble Rye. Who the hell took my bottle of fine Kentucky Red Eye that I only got
I remember it outside with the smoking
We
area.
Left it outside. Yeah, because we want to keep it cold next to your cigars or whatever in the backyard.
A little tobacco and a rye.
Yeah, we had a little we didn't have Swifters, but we did have just red cups of it. And we had a little sip on it. Nice and it was smooth, it was a good bottle. And next thing I know, at the end of the night, the bottle disappeared. Somebody took it with them.
That's
so
strange.
Whoever it was, we're on to you. So that's it for the personal talk. We got a lot on the agenda here.
So
there's a lot to be going
it.
On. So, Sean, correct me if I'm wrong. Did you not see the most recent episode of Mandalorian?
I saw. So this is fourth episode, correct?
We are on episode four called The Siege.
Episode three.
Which was the fish eggs.
The
frog eggs.
Yes.
Frog egg episode.
That's with the ice spider.
White spider, the ice
spider.
No,
that's episode two, isn't it?
No. Oh, yeah, it is. Because
episode three is at the hijacked the Imperial Cruiser.
The Imperial Cruiser, and also they're at the the shipyard with the Squid Man and
he gets jumped by the
Calamari. Yeah, the Squid Men from Jabba's Palace. That's where that
Mon
creature
Calamari,
is.
And then
he's like a shipyard worker.
Or no, the Quinlan, the Q. Is that Mon Calamari?
Well, the
what's
not,
the one with
not,
the Q?
Well, the squid guy, I forget what he is, but
they're with the Q. I'm
probably, yeah.
What's the password on this?
There you go.
Okay.
Well, that's all wrong.
It's with a Q.
But yeah, there's the Mon Calamari ship worker.
The Mon Calamari is your admiral.
Well, obviously, our Admiral Ackbar. And then
they're also natural rivals. Like they've had wars within the Star Wars lore of those races.
Sure. Yeah, they don't like each other, those fucking squids. I'm just going by Squidhead because that was his name. Tessic was the Quarren.
Quarren.
Oh, you almost had the species right. I'm just thinking Squidhead. Because Tessic is the one in Jabba's Palace. That's the one we know.
That's specific Quarren.
Specific Quarren.
The Quarren, yeah. So they were like, oh, yeah, we'll take you on the boat. And they kicked the Yoda into. They had some
trap thing.
In the thing.
Yeah, that's a monster
rancor,
trap.
Water
rancor.
And then, as in typical Star Wars fashion, he gets saved.
He gets saved. Yeah, I was like, how's he going to get out of this one? Yeah. Oh, other men
like stabbing him.
Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen season 2 of Mandalorian, but you should be watching it at this point.
It's fantastic.
Great, man. It's great. You know, it's refreshing. It's good. It's not the most flawless thing. It's not like seasons 1 and 2 of Game of Thrones where it was like, oh, because those are like based off of really well-written novels that took years to write. This is just good TV. You know, it's good, solid TV. It's refreshing. It's a nice divergence from what the movies were. It stays episodic, but also that there's an arc.
What
there.
I love is it just exploring other races,
the
back alleys of Star Wars.
Yeah. Which is what sort of shit that we wanted to see, and we knew that there was good stuff back there. You know, you want to, what's behind here?
I don't need following, you know, Rey around.
No, we don't need to follow like the peak of the galaxy
Leia.
Right now.
I want to know what goes on behind the scenes in the back alley.
Right.
With that shitty
with
alley.
The
with
lower end.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the lower end, you know, we don't need to be following both the Emperor and, you know what I mean? As much as I like the Emperor as a character, but like we wanted to see more like a smaller story and as opposed to the big grand galactic story.
They had the Quarn, right? If you remember season 1, they had the Trandoshans.
He fought the three of those, which was great.
You're seeing all these recurring, Gamorrean guards wrestling.
Yeah, Gamorrean guards were wrestling. Yeah.
You're using all these great aliens in different scenarios.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And John Leguizamo was the one-eyed...
I thought that was great because you see, like, the one-eyed Cyclops alien, right?
Yeah, he's from the Cantina. You actually text me. You were like, where is that one-eyed alien from? But he's a Cantina character.
He makes an appearance for approximately, like, 3 seconds. And they're like, let's incorporate him as a character.
Right.
And I love it.
Well, the beauty of that is that we all know, anybody watching The Mandalorian, or at least most people watching The Mandalorian, have seen the original Star Wars movies 10 million times. Or, you know, how many times have you seen the first Star Wars, you know, or Return of the Jedi?
I'd say 30.
That's it? You think you've only seen it 30 even? That's a good amount. But, you know, throughout your life, I fell asleep to Star Wars probably hundreds of times at this point. But,
I mean, it's hard to gauge. I'd say between 25 and 50.
Yeah, okay. So, again, you've seen it many, many times. And, like, even though you might not be actively looking for the one-eyed guy, you're going to see him be like, that's familiar. I've seen that guy. He's in your head.
I was like, where do I know?
Where do I know this one-eyed creature?
I said, it had to be their Cantina or Jabba's.
Right, because those have the best background.
That's the alien cameos.
And as we've discussed, The Empire Strikes Back doesn't really have that many odd creatures. It has the Ugnaughts.
They're typically only really in Bespin City or they're in space. And Hoth.
Right.
And Hoth has...
Hoth is barren, and it's got the Wampa.
They're not intelligent animals.
Right, they're just creatures or monsters, you know, not like sentient, like aliens.
Like humanoids, as they say.
Yeah, humanoids, yeah. Humanoid aliens. But the Myo, that's the character's name, M-Y-O, from the Cantina. I don't think that's the race. But they, so John Leguizamo played him as like an underground gangster.
It's weird.
They all wanted Jack as Beskar, you know.
It's
his
weird.
Beskar
the Beskar is like this hot commodity.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, Beskar.
That
Beskar is ours, boys. Everybody wants a piece of it.
It's like, you know, quote unquote, like diamonds.
Yeah, he's like, he's wearing a diamond encrusted suit. Yeah, exactly. So everybody wants it. It's worth a lot of money in the galaxy. But, the episode so far, I mean, you didn't see episode 4, and I guess we won't spoil it yet because it's only been out for a few days.
Ascendant species of Cyclops bipeds native to Abyss.
There you go. Cyclops and Abyss. Yeah, there he is.
Abyssians.
Yeah, and they're green. They're green one-eyed creatures from whatever planet.
The one from the Cantina looks way more fit and shape.
Yeah, well, this one was stockier
like
and fatter.
Shorter.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But it's the same.
But the face is the same.
Yeah, and the green too, like
it's
green
the
one-eyed.
Green brown.
Yeah, greenish brown like creature with like Yeah, so it would be like if two humans were different, you know, one's fat.
Well, yeah,
one's...
there's always like a stock. You want to be more of the criminal guy.
Yeah. And he's got like a jacket on. He's got like a sport jacket on.
But yeah,
it was just fun, and it looks good, and it's that fight scene when he was getting the guy, it was very Batman-esque, almost a little too Batman-esque for me.
It was like grappling hook.
Grappling hook.
He's
rolling him
and around.
Putting him upside down. All of that was very Batman to me.
It
was a little
bit
on the nose, actually.
Hands, too, like,
yeah, it was all. Elbows
like
and fucking head.
Out,
yeah,
using gadgets.
Yeah,
like,
using gadgets. It was very Batman-esque.
That is a good comparison.
Yeah.
Now that I'm like thinking about it.
Yeah. Don't think about it too much because you'll think about it a little too much.
You'll be
and
like,
then
that is a Batman scene.
But I mean, like, you know, obviously there are going to be similarities to that. You don't want him using the blaster every single time. You want him to get physical, like, and just switch it up. You know, you don't want to see the same exact thing every time.
The little rockets he has in his.
Yeah,
the
little birds. Yeah,
the
little bird. Yeah,
call it something like
calling birds, shooting birds, whatever. Yeah, that's fun. So that's all good stuff, and
no spoils in episode 4, but
no.
I can see where it's leading to.
Yeah. I heard some people were mixed on episode 4. I really fucking liked it. In fact, at the end of it, I was like, that might be my fucking favorite episode so far.
They're getting more Jedi. You can tell they're leading towards more Jedi involvement.
Well, they're definitely leading towards, yeah, exactly.
We're actually seeing a Jedi. We haven't seen a Jedi in the series yet.
No. We've seen a Darksaber, as we all know, from season 1. So that's been good.
And you can see, like, those Mandalorians were searching for the Darksaber.
Yeah, they're out
like
for...
That's like their big project. Yeah. That's what they need.
Right. They're out for that.
So I guess this is like this ancient Mando relic, essentially. You know, probably like the powerful weapon of their culture.
Quite powerful weapon. And yeah, they're all looking. And Moff Gideon, I love the end of episode 3 where Moff Gideon's like, you know what to do.
He
eats the cyanide capsule. Like, yeah, it just kills. It's always just like electric capsule.
I'm like, man, the Empire always continues to impress.
Yeah. It's right up Sean's alley. They're practically Nazis.
It's just like, you know what? Instead of like, I'll help you out, just suicide.
Yeah, yeah. And kill his boys too to shoot the ship down. Just, what was Moff Gideon?
Going to blazing glory.
Yeah, Moff Gideon was like, you know what to do. Like, and then the two guys were the two guys were like, oh.
Like, you see the sweat come
down?
Yeah,
like, oh. And then he immediately shoots them both.
They're like,
and
get him. He's like, yeah.
See, so now to go to Bo-Katan, that it's all over the internet now that Bo-Katan is in episode 3. And it's the same actress that plays the voice on the Clone Wars. And I guess she was in Rebels too. I didn't finish Rebels all the way through.
So she was, I haven't seen too much of.
No, I mean, like, neither have I, so, like, I didn't watch all the Clone Wars.
I
didn't
hear there was clone references.
Yeah, that's, well, she's a character in the Clone Wars. It's the same, it's the actress, what's her name? Not Ashley Eckstein, the other one. She plays Bo-Katan. She played the voice of Bo-Katan, and she plays the physical Bo-Katan in the show. Katie Sackhoff does the voice and played the actual.
Voice and that's so rare.
Very rare.
Plays the voice and then physically plays him.
And physically plays him because obviously voice actors are usually not cut out for that.
Looking at the animated version of the character, it does resemble her.
Well, they did make it off of her a bit.
Off of her?
Yeah, a bit. You know, like, and you know,
she's kind of pale, reddish hair.
Yeah, it may get the body, you know, the face to fit the person that was doing the voice. Yeah, that's all because it's the character had a bit reddish hair in the Clone Wars. And then,
spinning image of that.
Yeah, so, I mean, they done did it. You know, they brought it to live action. Again, like, say, Sean says, rare when they do that. That's a great thing to have, you know. It would almost be like Mark Hamill playing a live-action Joker, you know, because he did the voice for the Joker on the... But usually it doesn't mesh because voice actor's not exactly fit for that kind of...
Oh, for sure.
Not most of the time, but Katie Sackhoff is enough, so they did it, and it's working out well. So that's really cool, and a great little nod to the canon of Star Wars. You know, for those, because you would assume, like, I didn't watch every Clone Wars episode. It was the thing was that I watched the Clone Wars movie in theaters, and I, you know, the
movie was that
2008.
Yeah, I missed that.
Yeah, me and friend of the show, Fat Mike, we went to see it in theaters.
That sounds like a Fat Mike movie.
Yeah, he's like, oh, we'll go see it. It's, you know, after episode 5. You know,
let's go to Mike's place after.
Yeah, exactly. And
we got, it's a goal, right?
Yeah, it was 2008.
Some nachos.
Spring of 2008? Let's see.
Yeah,
18% of Rotten Tomatoes, well deserved. No, it was August 2008. I remember seeing it.
Rough reviews.
Yeah, and I was like, done. At that point, I was done with Star Wars. I was like, because that was after... Revenge of the Sith, and I was just kind of just retired with Star Wars a bit, you know, so I was like, done.
I took hiatuses.
Yeah, hiatus, exactly. You take a hiatus every so often. Now with Disney pumping as much as it out, there hasn't been much of a hiatus in the last 5 years, but
The Mandalorian is the only gratifying thing Disney's done with
for the most part. Yeah, for the most part.
The movies are just bad. I mean, you'd say all of them are bad. Game of Thrones bad, where I'm done with the franchise forever.
Yeah, nobody will ever go back to that. Nobody will ever... It's worthless. Not even worth it to watch season 1 and 2 of Game of Thrones because you know where it goes. Like, as well made as those episodes are.
It reminds you of the Dark Tower series written by Stephen King.
Sure, yeah, and that plunges off a cliff.
I had a couple people recommend to me, my cousin, a good friend of mine. Mm. So it's a few different people recommended to me, and I'm like, oh, for book 1's fantastic. It's 200 pages Western. It's great.
Right.
It's like a space, futuristic Western. Book 2 is a little weird, but it's still good. Mm-hmm. Book 3 is decent. And then book 4 is a little weird, and then it just gets worse and worse. And then you'd be like, I already read all these books.
Right.
Thousands of pages. I got to see where it ends.
Mm-hmm.
Book 7 is like 1,700 pages. And it sucks. The ending, I'm like, this is the ending? Fuck this trash.
After 1,700 pages.
It took me probably 2 years to read all seven books.
Oh, that's so funny.
And they made a movie with Idris Elba.
I was going to say, didn't they?
And it was a big fucking dud. Like, they lost money. The movie sucked. I saw it in theaters, and it was trash.
And it's got fair, at least the book had a following, right? I mean, I never read the Dark Tower books.
It's like Game of Thrones, just... Beginning will cook you. Just quit, because you're gonna waste time.
Just quit.
You're
don't bother.
Get angry.
Don't bother with it.
It's just a rabbit hole that it's just you're gonna lose. It doesn't get better. It only gets worse.
Oh man, that's unfortunate. Sean's review of the Dark Tower. It's a disaster. Dud. 1,695 pages of garbage.
Yeah, 2 years of my life.
Wow, you read all seven books?
I read all seven.
To get all the way to the end, hate it. All
right. They build up this like Crimson King, and you're like, "Oh, this guy's gonna,
be good."
He's like the big baddie there. Keep building it. It reminded me of like Bowser throwing bombs over like his castle. That's
really?
What it reminded me of.
Well, I mean, you know, I think the thing is that sometimes I guess these guys get writer's block. It's like, well, what do I do with this guy I just built up? And just make him this, and then people are like, "What the fuck? That's it? That's all it is?" You know.
And Stephen King has a lore. Like, oh, it's Stephen King. It's gotta be good.
Well, Stephen King has done some weird shit, like the book It, you know, which is like fucking this thick. He just wrote it on cocaine in the '80s. Like, well, all these crazy ideas, you know, just insane. You know, obviously.
What'd you think of the It movies?
I didn't see the part two. I saw just saw part one.
Part one was good.
Didn't we? I'm sure we went over
part two. Part two sucks. It's terrible.
Well, that's why I heard
don't
that.
Watch it.
Yeah, the adult version.
I didn't even pay
the
for
kids,
it.
The kids version.
I watched it. I can watch it on HBO.
I saw the first one in Manhattan in the theaters, and it was
one was actually pretty good. Second
what I'm saying.
Was complete trash.
Yeah, no, but I kind of knew that was going to happen.
I think there's a trend with Stephen King where he runs out of ideas.
Runs out of ideas.
And if it's such a long series, it sucks.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you're so invested and then, you know, no satisfaction at the end. You know, that's very unfortunate. So to go back to Mandalorian, yeah, I mean, you know, it has been satisfying and it's been good, you know. So
I love it. I got to watch episode 4 over the Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I would love to talk about episode 4 because there's more of your pal in it, Moff Gideon. Not to spoil.
His screen time in this season's been about 30 seconds.
It's minimal. Well, it's only just the...
talking to the...
the kid to commit suicide to that Admiral guy. Yeah, he's in it more. And it starts to unreal... You know, the next episode isn't as episodic. It does... it starts to unveil the arc a little. It's unwrap that arc. Yeah. You know, instead of just like... We're going here to do this, to destroy a crate dragon, you know, which is just like very self-contained little story, has nothing to do with the arc, other than, of course, showing Boba Fett at the end, which also we have to mention that.
Yeah, so it looks like they're done with Tatooine. Like, it has a full circle, but where's...
Well, so
is Fett going to follow him, maybe?
That begs the question.
Maybe Fett's following him.
Are they going to go back to Tatooine again? Or
maybe
is Fett?
I think Fett's following.
He's got my armor. Because where's the armor? The Mandalorian has it, right?
Yeah,
he picked it up from fucking Guy to get for the
walking,
crate dragon.
You saw like the helmet dragon, like tied to a string.
Yeah.
So I think Fett's like, think Fett's following him.
Fett's probably
maybe like episode 8 or 9.
We'll
you
have
see
some,
the slave one.
I don't think it's gonna be episode 9 in this show. I think it's only 8 episodes this season, which is really short, especially because they're only half an hour episodes.
Really?
Yeah,
only 8?
I think so.
Gonna be a 10-spotter.
Let's check it to make sure before we give bad information to our fans,
Fett's
to our watchers
and
listeners.
Fett's gotta be back. He's not gonna just see his dented head. You notice his head was dented, right?
But it was dented before though. Go look at the Boba Fett thing.
I know the helmet has a dent in it.
That's what I mean.
Where is that dent from? Do you know?
That's pre show. That's pre movie. You know.
I think that's before.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't remember a dent in Empire.
There's a dent in Empire for sure. Tell Sean that there was a... Anybody remember in the comments or in the notes?
All right.
Comment to Sean.
The story of how Boba Fett got that dent.
There you
go.
Yeah, that's been
there.
But
when I was writing Boba Fett dent, Boba Fett dental came up.
Boba
like,
Fett dental? What are you going to...
he's diversified.
He's Boba Fett dental. Come and get...
Between the Sarlacc.
Fillings
his...
and get he puts crowns in, yeah.
About Cad Bane.
Oh, Cad Bane did it? Who's who's a guy from Clone Wars?
So Cad Bane, the blast reflected off Fett's helmet and killed Bane.
Mandalorian season 2, how many episodes? Pops right up. I mean, this is only showing 6. Is that accurate?
That's impossible.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We've already been through 4.
Can't be. Can't. That's.
Oh, excuse me. 8 episodes. Hold on. Season 2. Looks like it's going to be 8 episodes.
Yeah, you look, if you see this,
yeah.
still from
yeah, it's going to be four more episodes. Yeah, it's there. There it is. Yeah. No, I know. Because it was armor's all supposed to be beat up and shit. Because the guy's been through shit.
Is that Beskar as well?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's got Beskar.
But, I mean, if it reflected a giant blast, it did dent his skull.
I would assume it's some solid armor, but I don't think it's straight up Beskar.
It has to be good if it killed a guy from Uruk.
Well, what's his name was using that armor in the in the Crate Dragon episode.
The Sheriff?
Yeah, Sheriff was using it, and it was good armor. He was like, oh, armor's the only reason I'm blah, 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 blah. You know, but I don't think it's as quality as Beskar. Beskar is premium stuff. That's why.
Thanksgiving, Black Friday, etc. So, yeah, the new commodity, the hot toy on town is a PS5.
Oh, yeah. Good luck with getting with one of those.
But this is my question.
Ain't nobody getting
why
one.
Why are you getting one released? There's like three fucking games.
I know. That's why. Well, it's just like anything else. The new iPad, the new iPhone, the new this, the new Tickle Me Elmo. It's just a toy for people to get because everybody's getting it. It's a hot commodity.
That Spider-Man game is like 12 hours long. Essentially, all it is DLC from the last one. Because you're Miles Morales,
right,
Dominican guy. Dominican Spider-Man, interesting. 12-hour game. They're making Demon's Souls, which is... I'm a big Dark Souls fan.
Sure.
This is a precursor. Came out, I think, 2009, so it's a remaster. Right. But still, I prefer Dark Souls. This one's a little... Mm-hmm. It's finding what it wants to be.
Right.
So it's a remaster. Great game. I love the Dark Souls series.
Sure.
But this game is before Dark Souls.
So this is a prequel.
It's a prequel.
Prequel to Dark Souls.
It's like when it was, everyone knows Red Dead Redemption, right?
Naturally.
They came out with Red Dead Revolver for like PS2.
Oh, I know that. Yeah, that was before Red Dead Redemption.
But that
game's
not that good because it was that franchise figuring out.
Yes, figuring out how to do
it. So these like, you know, precursor games aren't, they're adequate. They're not that good.
Yeah,
so
no.
Like, the games suck. It's a trendy gift right now, but I'm over
for
it.
Sure. Wait, so you get the PS5?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have no interest.
I'll get it in like 2 years from now.
Like you said, there's no games for it. I have no need for it at all. And the PS4 still is plenty good system. Like, you play anything on that. And the games are dirt cheap right now. If you want to buy any game, they're all like $10.
So Cyberpunk's the big hot game.
Cyberpunk is a big one, as you were saying.
I'm gonna get that.
Fallen Order, of course. But Fallen Order's even a year old now, you know. But if you wanted to play any game
for Fallen Order's like, I'll get it for $20.
That's what I'm saying. You get it for fucking $15-$20, sure. You know, Spider-Man is a good game, even though it's a couple years old.
$20.
$20, you know.
Great content. Great content.
Those are great. And those are great games.
Resident Evil 3, I want to get $20.
Oh, yeah. So,
have you done your Christmas shopping? Or?
No. What am I going to buy?
What do you get the baby, huh?
Get him some bullshit toys. I think that's just a text saying that New York is closing the gyms right now again.
Well, in work, yeah. So we're getting into the orange zone. Once you're
red, the orange zone.
Once you're red, it's full shutdown.
I think the South Shore is that now is red.
Do you think that correlates with the Trump rallies and
yes.
Republican supporters?
Yeah, they don't wear masks. Fuck a mask. We're not wearing masks in the studio.
I wear a mask. Well, yeah. This is open.
Well, this air. Is, this is static-free room. It's clean-free. We get tested, but we stick the things up our nose before we start the episode.
The most stringent of cleaning practices.
Oh, forget it. We wipe
excuse
this place
dust
down.
On excuse the box.
Pardon our dust. Yeah, I think a lot of this stuff could be cleaned up. But what are you going to do? Not that I want to talk about COVID, but to go back to toys and figures this season. Hey, look, we got some unboxing right here. What do we got here?
Okay, so when did this come in?
I actually don't know what's in here. This is going to be interesting.
All right, so we got a authentic unboxing here.
This is authentic unboxing. This came today.
Giving Jeff Bezos more money.
Bezos has got to make a buck. What do we got in here?
So he got, what do you think, 5 cents on this deal?
At least. Probably more. They Hey, what do we got?
Right.
Oh, of course they bent it.
Oh, and this is a big crease here. Did you buy? Did you know the crease was there?
On that one, yeah.
Okay.
I bought that
I was
used.
Say, this
that
is,
one was a used one.
This is.
But this one's brand new.
Vintage collections. It's.
I love the vintage collection.
It's the way to go.
Oh yeah, I got it. I just, but you know, one to open, one to keep.
Yeah. So
clean.
This is the open this, one.
Yeah.
So let's
put that
open
on.
This bad
crack it open. Not the.
Do the honors.
We're gonna be unboxing the.
So
Luke,
this is the Bespin.
This is the Luke Skywalker Bespin version. Everybody, let everybody take a gander at that.
What'd you get? What year did this come out? Before we.
This should be a newer. This is a newer thing. Newer one because these are one of the because I've been keeping up with the VCO4, but this is actually reissue.
Lando.
So VCO4 would have been one of the first vintage collection ones that they put out.
So this is newer. You got Mandalorian, Cara Dune.
Yeah, because it's a VC04, which up there, so it's a VC200, but it's a reissue. So it was a harder character to get. So, $12, I'll buy it.
This is 2020, so this is released this year.
It was released this year. It's a reissue, though. This character himself has been, or this figure.
Did you pre-order the child?
I didn't pre-order the child yet. I know you sent me the link on.
I bought one.
I want to do.
$15 with shipping, which is steep. But.
Yeah, because that was actually what was holding me back. On BestBuy.com for pre-orders, they charge you shipping. And it's like, charge me $5 for shipping a little toy, like. You know, because Amazon be free shipping, so.
I didn't see it on Amazon, but.
Neither did I, but I have a lot of other pre-orders, like the Boba Fett one that's coming out that looks great, and friggin', what's his name? And he comes with all
articulation.
Quality
here.
Articulation. Quality articulation.
The detail's good.
Fantastic detail.
It's the standard scale of the.
Yeah, 3.75. He's got his lit lightsaber. He's got his blaster, and he's got an unlit lightsaber.
Oh, and he got a little holder here.
These things are so small. And he's got his holster to put his little gun.
So you're going to set this up on the carbonite.
Yeah, you're right. Exactly. That's why I got it. Because the Luke, the Force is with you, young Skywalker, but you're not a Jedi yet. Because they have the carbonite set. It's actually a really nice sculpt, actually.
What are you missing? What figures you still need to get for the carbonite set?
It depends on what I want to do. Do I want to do Vader versus Luke on the carbonite set, or do I want to do the freezing chamber?
I think the freezing is have more characters.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Was there Imperial Guards on there?
There is.
And the freezing?
You can put one Imperial Guard, because there's the guy that comes up after Han gets frozen and is like, Skywalker's just landed, Lord. Good. Monitor Skywalker and allowed him to get in here, you know? So there's one Imperial officer.
That's a nice saber, man. Look at the details.
That's what I'm saying. That's nice.
Because on the hilt, you see a little bit of the thicker.
Yeah, it's a. Yeah. They make him like that now. And he's got his non. You could probably put this on the belt somewhere.
It's similar, though, at the Bespin outfit's close to the Hoth outfit. It's.
Yeah.
Like, those are these Hoth shoes.
Yes. These are based off of the Royal Army fatigues, I believe. That's what this is based off. This is what the Royal Army would have in England would have worn around that time period. That's what the modeling is based off of for this figure. Very nice figure though, Luke Bespin. I mean, he wore this outfit for the majority of the movie. It wasn't like he just wore it in Bespin. But you see, he's got a little thing for hold his lightsaber up. So he's got an unlit lightsaber, an ignited lightsaber, and his gun. So a nice little figure with great articulation, and the paint deco is fantastic too. Look at the sculpt, the paint. He's a great, a nice little figure for $12. You can't go wrong. Nice little guy.
Let's see, Hasbro China.
Yeah. Well, what'd you think, it was made in America?
You know what's curious? I'm looking at the trademark.
Card, the Snaggletooth on card, too, with as a pre-order.
I bought a...
And Boba Fett on pre-order, too. The new Boba Fett sculpt looks
Snaggletooth.
Amazing.
Snaggletooth.
Snaggletooth was one of the, what's it called, characters. One of the background characters of the cantina. But they... I already have him.
Is he the fuzzy guy? He has like a bug face, but he has like a hairy.
He's got a sloth face. I love the fact that, like, all the original Star Wars characters are just like...
Yak face,
cricket face, yeah. Or you know,
bug man.
Yeah, Ponda Baba, which is just walrus man. You know, yeah. Like a Snaggletooth Star Wars.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either. We're all disgusting creatures. Here
you're
we
wanted
go.
Wanted on 12 systems.
I'll be careful. You'll be dead. This guy.
So this is a famous figure.
He's a famous background guy. Well, there's the blue and red Snaggletooth.
Blue and red Snaggletooth.
Yeah, for the original. Anybody who knows original Star Wars figures.
We'll have to put Snaggletooth on the show. Decal. So there's a famous one. I think it was a JCPenney set.
Sears. I believe it was Sears.
I know it was a retail store.
Yeah.
Where if you order this holiday set, it was like a backdrop.
That's right.
It came with a Snaggletooth that had a different color suit.
The blue Snaggletooth.
And it was taller.
It was the tall blue Snaggletooth as opposed to the short red Snaggletooth.
So the blue one value is like 10x to the
regular. Yeah, it's like $400. You buy it loose on eBay for like $400, you know, if you wanted it.
But it was very infamous because they did a mistake.
Oopsie doodle.
And it was only available. I say JCPenney, he says Sears. He might know more than me.
I'm pretty sure it's Sears, just because I'm in these like groups.
I feel like Sears would have more toys than JCPenney.
Well, at least back then, you know. Now, what is Sears?
But Sears is. I wanted to go to Staten Island Sears, and we never.
You gotta really. Oh, there's a music group, a psychedelic rock and roll group called
Blue
Snaggletooth.
It's a cultural phenomenon. Yeah. The Blue Snaggletooth. And when you mentioned Snaggletooth, that's the first thing I brought up. It was all the different color variation.
Of course. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Sears. Let's see it. Because the backdrop came from Sears. Ooh, this one comes with the backdrop. Cantina Adventure set.
Look, it's just cardboard.
Yeah, see, it was just a cardboard piece. Yeah, it was a Sears exclusive. Yeah. Yeah, we could put pictures of this up.
So it's not even plastic; it's cardboard.
It looks like a cardboard set. Recreate the bizarre adventure and create new ones with four fully posable plastic figures. Greedo, Snaggletooth, Hammerhead, and Walrus Ran. Graphic depict
78 Sears
construction made of cardboard. Yeah, but it comes with four figures though. So you get Snaggletooth, Greedo, Hammerhead, Walrus Ran.
$877.
Can't beat that.
$1978.
That's a good deal. Nowadays, four figures and a backdrop will cost you $50.
Look at the Jabba's things we both bought at Walmart. Like you got yours cheaper than mine. I think I got mine
still paid about 30 something for it. And the what's it called? The carbonite chamber, which is that you have to buy two of them to make it complete. It's $50, but it's came down a little bit. You can get it for like $42 now, I think.
Each
plus tax
or
each, both. Yeah, not for both. Yeah.
So you're looking at
it does come with a card.
Shipping and well, let's say shipping's free at Amazon, right?
Yeah.
With taxes, you're looking at about $90 too.
Yeah. Right now, it was more. They were $50 at full retail. You do get a carded Stormtrooper with it, and the carded Stormtrooper is nice. In fact, I got it over there. Not the one.
If you're gonna get extras, Stormtroopers the way to go.
Oh yeah, because you want. I mean, because you want extras.
Turtles, I've been buying.
A lot of people are complaining though.
Extra foot soldiers, some of them.
Well, that's the thing. You want extra foot soldiers, but a lot of people are complaining that it doesn't come with the Ugnaughts. So you see, the Ugnaughts, the best sculpt ones, they were made 11 years ago and haven't been reproduced. The problem is that.
They're probably pretty punny.
They're mad expensive. They're $50 or $60
each.
A piece.
And
yeah.
How many are in the scene?
Well, you got
four
at least
five?
You got at least get two because there's two different ones that they sculpted 10 years ago. The problem is that they come
this
with
is
the
a 2010 release.
This is like a 2010 release. The
Vintage?
Legacy Collection.
Legacy
Collection. So the thing is that, and they're fantastic sculpts. I have them. I bought them a while ago. But nowadays, $50-$60 on eBay loose. I think.
That's not packed. That's not on card.
No, on card is even more expensive. The problem is that
you want it loose anyway for the diorama.
Well, naturally, of course, you know. So, you know, who cares about Ugnaught on card? You want to pull them out. But the thing is that those Ugnaughts came with the control panels that complete. They make it look complete because if you look up
the password. Yet.
If you look up the what's it called? The carbonite set, you'll see in the picture of the thing that there's the control panels. So let me show you here on the front of it. So this is the Hasbro Pulse website. I just want to show you how it looks on the box. And the hell is all that noise? All right. So
a little seance upstairs.
Can't hear anything. So hey, why isn't Hasbro Pulse working properly? Anyway, on the box of it. Oh, let me just go get it. All
right.
I have it in the other room.
So I'm looking up Ugnaughts here while you're away. Go ahead. Lacetinid humanoids. Porcine. So they're kind of. I'd say they look between like pig and ape like. What would you? Yeah, they're piggish. Yeah, pink skin, upturned noses. Known for their strong work ethic.
Oh. The Pigmen are very hardworking.
They're from look at the guy in Mandalorian.
Quill, which we need as a figure. Not that this is going to be a full Star Wars episode.
You know they'll be.
What happened?
Yeah, see, you see the two different Ugnaughts.
Yeah, the two.
So these are from the 2010 release.
Yes, that's the problem. Now those figures are 10 years old, so you better get if you want this to look complete.
This is a beautiful piece.
Yeah. Right? Isn't it nice? You need two of them. You really need two of them to complete it to make the whole circle.
What's the cyborg guy's name?
Oh, Lobot, which is the last time they made him was 03. Now, he's cheap. You could still get him. But the Ugnaughts are expensive.
What about the Imperial officers on the deck?
These guys? They're fairly expensive. I have those too. But they are
two of them?
I have them both. I have the black one and the white one.
So the Ugnaughts are the expensive piece of this.
Yeah, definitely the Ugnaughts. And the control panels. That's the problem. To make this look complete, you need the control panels, right? You know?
Of course.
Yeah. They only come with the Ugnaughts. So if you don't have the Ugnaughts, you don't have the control panels. It looks like you're missing something.
All right.
It does come
Chewy with
C-3PO. I'm pretty sure you could get under $20.
What about Han and Shackles? I know there's 30 different Hans.
That comes from the, what's it called, set? It comes from the one that we have, the Jabba's Palace one on card.
That's a shackles?
Yeah, it's got shackles. I got him too. You want me to pull him out?
I didn't notice. Yeah, I have that.
Did you pull him out of the card? You pull him off card?
I just used a carbonite. I didn't put
the lines. I have the Well, this comes with the same carbonite too.
The Jabba's has the carbonite in the backdrop.
You don't need Han.
So I don't have Han.
Yeah, but
I do have Lando in the skiff armor.
Me too. I have him boxed.
I actually do need, I think Christmas, I do need to fill
You got enough toys here?
I do need about three or four figures to complete my Jabba's. So
oh, there you go.
I'm almost going to have to put a list together.
Sure, check it twice. So here's the Stormtrooper card, which I'm not going to open yet. You know, I'll probably, if I get another set to complete
standard,
it, I'll open
standard
that
standard Stormtrooper.
Yeah, but this that's a nice card, though. Oh, the case? Yeah. Those are not cheap. I bought a lot of those. I bought them wholesale, and they were expensive.
Where are these cost? $2-$3 each?
They're like $3.54 each if you buy them. Like 10 of them. I ended up buying like 100 of them, and it got the price down to like $2.50 a piece.
How many got left?
I may have 10 left or something like that.
I mean, the thing is, the turtle stuff I'm buying, I don't think it's the same size.
No. This is very specific for the 3 and 7.5 vintage collection figures. That's a nice box there. Right?
Yeah. This is pretty cool stuff here.
That's cool stuff. Put this over here so you won't even be able to see Sean anymore. We got so much schlock on this table. We got more schlock than we could throw a candle at.
The Razor Crest.
The Razor Crest.
That was
Hasbro.
The big,
I didn't know this
one
was going to turn into a toy show, but also at the same time, it is Christmas, so we'll talk about all our Star Wars. We did plan on talking about Star Wars toys at least a little bit. Didn't we?
I mean, we always end. It always derails
didn't we?
That way.
But the Razor Crest, which was the new Hasbro Pulse item that went for sale, which looked great. For me, a little pricey. I ended up not getting it. If anything, I actually would love to go back. And
it came out to almost $4, I believe.
Yeah, I would love to go back.
My cousin Billy, friend of the cast, he bought one.
Did he? Oh, he did get one.
He bought one, yeah.
Yeah, with the tax, it's almost $4. Yeah, it's almost like
I heard they're re-releasing it at Target. It's a little different paint.
Oh, maybe, but I don't think so because people said that about the barge. They're like, they're going to re-release the barge. The problem is that if they re-release it, it takes away from people doing the Hasbro Pulse crowdfunding for the future. Exactly. So I don't think they'll do that because this was a great success. They did get over 22,000 backers, which was a really big deal.
Man, they're printing money.
Yeah, they are printing money.
Speaking of printing money, this will be our new segment, I guess. It's just
sure.
Take Our Money, the segment, right?
Yeah, this is the Take Our Money segment. Yeah.
So I just found, actually, the news was released today.
Tell us.
So the beloved Bob Ross, if people don't know, the Afro.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of pot hippie painter.
Everybody knows Bob Ross, Sean.
Everyone from their childhood knows him. What was the name of his show?
Happy Little Trees? No, it was some Painting Time with Bob Ross.
I remember watching it as a kid.
Yeah, I didn't see too much of it. PBS. Yeah, so like I was more about Reading Rainbow or Ghostwriter. What was it?
He was just a very mellow guy. He always painted backdrops.
Yeah. The joy of painting. 1983. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like 31 seasons.
My God, he just didn't stop, did he? So, he's gone now, obviously.
Yeah, he died. I think he had cancer, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he died in the 90s. Okay, 95.
Wow. 1983 to 94, 11-year run.
So then it wasn't really 30 seasons, right? That doesn't make sense.
He probably just did whatever. Yeah. He aired for 11 years, still impressive.
Yeah, still quite impressive.
So he died in 95, on the 4th of July.
Wow.
Anyway.
He's from Florida and died in Florida.
So he's known for painting backdrops. So, perfect
putting
tie
in some Pretty Little Birds here.
Perfect tie-in. Magic the Gathering the Mana.
Well,
all mana is backdrops.
Just landscapes. So, apparently Magic the Gathering, of which we all know and love, the collectible card game, trading card game.
They do a thing called Secret Lair, which I've bought.
Right.
I think I've spent in the neighborhood of about $100 on Secret Lair.
That's it?
I bought 3 Secret Lairs. They're typically ranging from $30 to $50.
Right.
The 3 ones I bought with the Godzilla lands, they were mana with Godzilla in them. They were pretty sick. I bought, it was like some kind of bird collection where it was like actual birds, but had magic. It's like Birds of Paradise. They made it like a real bird.
Yeah.
And then I bought this one where it was like this neon, it was all like slime creatures and they were neon. It was, artwork was unreal.
Right.
So I'm going to buy this one. So it's vintage Bob Ross paintings in Magic cards.
Do we know what the retail? Because they look great, by the way.
It hasn't. So I looked.
Yeah. What is going to be the retail
Wizard
price
site today? It said
They're the land, of course. I mean, anybody who's vaguely familiar with magic, you have the lands, which are your like energy, your mana, to get to draw your mana from. And you know, just they're just landscape paintings with the little mana
swamp,
sign.
Plains,
yeah, swamp, plains,
island, and forest.
Yeah, those five. So, but now the photography or the artwork is going to be Bob Ross artwork to match it, swamp and forest. So that's going to be great
and
little.
They show
it's going to say Bob Ross.
It's going to say artist Bob Ross, which is like the
yeah, that's like because you always see the artist name at the bottom of the card, artist whatever the main guy was, John whatever
there's,
the one that did the most of them in the beginning.
Millions now.
Now there's millions, yeah, of course. I mean, there's so many cards.
There was an artist that he drew like a symbol on the card as his like tag.
Yeah.
I don't remember. It's like. These are like the alpha beta cards.
Yeah.
There was like this.
Let me see
weird,
all the
weird like crest.
I mean, yeah, there's so many of them. I forget the guy. The John Avon was the main one that I know of. John Avon was the one who did the most. That was the guy I was thinking of.
These are all the vintage.
Yeah, well, that goes back to '93. You know when that started. You might be. Are you thinking of John Avon?
That's Castle Ventress.
See, he does Avon at the corner. You might be thinking
this
of some.
This is from the new set.
Oh, is it? You have okay. So he's still working.
He
seems like he's doing more digital stuff now, like combined digital, because obviously it wasn't digital back then. This looks beautiful. Artwork's so amazing. Think about how many pieces he's done.
How long does it take to draw? It's got to be 100 hours.
That's what I'm saying. And he's think about how many he's done. I have this. I wonder what
that's a famous
unhinged. Yeah,
yes.
It's unhinged. Yeah, John Avon. He's done the most. Like he's
what
the
do
one
you
I know
think
the
Wizards
best.
Commissions you? Like how much do they pay you to do?
I don't know. It's got to be heaping.
We want you to draw 5 cards in this set. What do you think they pay?
And he does more than that.
What do they give you?
I don't know. It's got to be
10, 20 grand. $20 grand a painting?
Potentially.
Something like that.
Something like that. You think about how expensive then the sets are then when you think about the unique artwork and then all the thought that goes into R&Ding of the game.
You realize with COVID though, who the fuck's buying cards right now? You can't play them in person. I haven't bought cards in...
Yeah, I guess that makes sense. Everything's hurting.
I haven't bought cards in probably around 9
I think that's
months.
The only industry that's not hurting, Sean.
In the winter, I was going to tournaments in Manhattan. I was playing.
A normal winter... mute that, Sean. Have you no decency? But, you know, that's the thing. It's like everything is, you know... screwed up because of that, you know, so that's not really
but
unique
no
to...
one's buying cards right now.
No, everyone's
playing digitally like me. Arenas,
right? I mean, everybody's doing everything digitally now,
but
you know.
Flav tried to play, but as usual he gave up.
No, I quit. Right,
but yeah, I'm definitely buying them. I want to say they cost $50. The website says they're going on sale next week.
Ooh. I wonder. We still don't know the retail price of these. I mean, they'd be cool
Wizard
for anybody.
Says like
any fans of Bob like, Ross might Cubs. Want these, you know. And they are such a cool like little conversation piece. Little
they're gonna sell. Wizards
gonna be
sold
sell. Out in the first 10 minutes.
But
like
how Secret Lair works is you can only buy it during a window, so they're only available.
Okay.
Some of them are
and
24
on the
hours.
Wizards website. I don't know. Which website?
Secret Lair Wizards. You buy them from Wizards directly.
Okay.
So how Secret Lair works is you can only buy it during a certain window.
Right.
And after that window, they're not sold ever again and not printed again.
Ooh.
So basically, you have like...
Can you buy more than one set? I would want two.
I think they only allow you 2 per person.
That's fine. 2 is fine. I don't need to buy
And they 20. Come in like a little nice box.
Yeah, a nice
it
present
comes
presentation.
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably expensive. You're talking $40, $50.
I'm
going
to say it's $50 at ship.
Yeah, whatever.
Probably not. With ship, it's probably $60.
Great.
They get you
really?
With the shipping.
Yeah.
I remember buying it, and the shipping was like $12.
Yeah,
like,
for cards. Like, yeah, like I know. They're sending it first
like
class.
U.S.
$2.
And Canada only,
yeah.
So it's like they're not spending $12 on shipping.
Of course. Well, no, and not for cards. They weigh 5 ounces. You could send the first class mail and it'd be
$3. Where is located? Are they,
Seattle is their main.
I was going to say Seattle.
But
right?
They probably have distribution warehouses elsewhere. They're owned by Hasbro now anyway. Wizards of the Coast.
But I think their creative offices are still in Seattle.
Oh, yeah. No, their main office is still in Seattle. They always were.
Fuck that place now. Jeez.
Fuck that. I wouldn't go there if you paid me. Fucking losers. Just kidding. Okay, on to the next thing. As we spent 20 minutes talking about toys.
As
we do in our whole lives. We got a whole table of toys.
I'm buying Turtles toys.
Well, you got to show them on the cast.
I'll bring some. With a Mario series, he's a big turtle guy as well.
Sure. So did you watch the new Borat movie?
This
Borat Part 2?
I did.
Okay, let's go over that.
So I was pretty fucking drunk when I watched it.
Yeah, because you called
it at midnight.
You text me before I watched it, and you were like, yo, it's great. Giuliani's ruined forever. And I was like, yo, I got to see it. But
then he ruins himself even further. Like, after this,
oh, my God. He's dripping black mildew.
He has the press conference at the scaffolding place.
It's like that scene in what's it called?
Four Seasons Construction. Yeah, man. It's like a parking lot.
Yeah, what the hell was... Was he losing his mind?
He's lost his mind.
That guy's crazy. I love the dripping black hair dye. Somebody else thought it was something. Who was I talking to? They're like, no, it wasn't hair dye. It was definitely
hair dye.
Oh, what did you think it was? I was like, of course it was hair dye. Somebody was telling me they thought it was something else. I'm like, that was hair dye. Like, I don't know. But so he's dripping black hair dye because he was sweating so much and just rambling about conspiracy theory shit. And whatever. Go back to Borat, where it started.
Borat 1 was such an iconic movie.
I saw that in the theaters and came out in 06. 14 years ago.
I remember in college we're trying to
watch it. Was it college? Because it was late. Was it late 06?
Freshman year.
Well, we were going into freshman year. Was it the summer?
It came out in November.
Okay, well then we were in
college. I remember it vividly.
Yeah, so then we were in college. Because it was 06. To me, that's like...
It was the fall.
To me, that's the end of high school. November 3rd, 06. Okay, yeah, you're right.
So we were... It was freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. So we graduated June 06.
Yeah. So college, of course, would have been
right just in college.
Fall 06. Yeah, we're freshmen in college.
All of my friends. I'm actually
14 Windsor. Years ago.
I'm in fucking Windsor, Detroit. I'm in Windsor predominantly. And we tried three times to see it because it was sold out every time we went to the movies. And this is like before online where you buy tickets online. Like, you had to go and pick them up there. So it took us three tries to watch the movie. And I remember, we're smoking tons of weed. Like, we're fucking, we're having a great old time.
These kids were bad.
And we're fucking laughing and laughing and laughing. Like, I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in the movie theater.
Oh, man. Yeah, no,
he was just groundbreaking for this.
The shock value of that movie was great, yeah.
So I'm surprised, I guess, it just shows how the movies are dead. Because if that came in theaters, we'd all want to see it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, especially because we Steve, friend of the cast. I mean, he's obviously a big fan of Borat. I don't want to say obviously, but we know he's a big fan of Borat. I mean, he was Borat, three times. He was, seven.
Excessive Borat fan.
And it probably was him. Too many Halloweens,
he
right?
He was Borat, 8 years after he came out. Yeah. Why is that kid Borat?
Yo, Borat's a little dated, yo.
Alf,
he has that costume in his closet, as if he's about to wear it any given day.
He does have
a
Borat face, though. He
very nice. Yeah, he puts the wig on and the mustache and just wears a shitty gray suit.
He should just do it every year if I was him.
Yeah, just keep doing it. Who cares? I mean, for me, I have no energy to think of a costume anyway. So, at least you whip that up every year. I'm Borat again. So, I'm Borat every Halloween.
It was a very hushed job. No one was. He also filmed it in 3 months.
He banged it out. Yeah, quick. It was very. I didn't know it was coming out until 2 weeks before.
The daughter was the main character.
Yeah, yeah.
So they actually said she's a Romanian model.
Yeah.
But they made her
model actress.
They made her look ugly.
They make her look homely. Yeah.
And then, they blonde her hair and all that makeup and stuff. But
So
she did a great job.
She did a great job. Honestly, her character was potentially, held up the movie better than Borat did himself, which so they did that really well.
Well, they show in the beginning of the movie that
it was kind of
his character is so famous he couldn't do his skits.
Exactly, because everybody knows
he's walking down the street and everyone's harassing him.
And they point that out, in the movie where, I am famous now, in the beginning of the movie, and people, hey, Borat, so they know who he is.
He had to be a secondary character because he's not able to do the stunts like he did in the first one.
Exactly, so he kind of put himself to the back of the bus while his daughter character was kind of, she was taking the reins. And, but that worked out really well.
It was good laughs, it's same crass. Kind of anti-Semitic humor.
Mm-hmm.
It was a good laugh.
Oh, yeah. No.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Honestly, I want to watch it again because I was so drunk watching it that...
Really?
It's parts where... I need to watch it again is all I'm saying.
Yeah, no. It was very good. Because
it came out at midnight, and I remember I took off the next day because we were going to Six Flags. So I was watching my cousins, and we were like, oh, let's go to the bar.
Right.
I'm off, so I'm like, oh, let's keep drinking. Because Borat comes at midnight, so we're like, let's just keep drinking, and then the movie's on, and we're fucking wasted.
Right.
But thorough laughs, enjoyed it. Again, it's not as, I would say, amazing as the first one? Because you kind of expect.
No, it's not as good as the first one, but it's still very, it's entertaining, and in the shock value moments, like he comes out with to Pence, and of course the Giuliani scene. I mean, you know, they kind of set up Giuliani to make, and obviously, I mean, they edit it in a way that they make it look worse than what it probably really was. Like, there's
yeah, I did read that. Like,
oh, they definitely edit it to make it worse. Like, he's like, oh, just give me your name and your phone number. Like, but that was clearly a sound bite probably from a different point, like in that interview or whatever, but they added it while he was on the bed to make it look worse.
Man, this guy though, he gets like huge level fucking press credits to interview these
people.
Yeah,
I mean, because he's probably got some fuck.
If you remember, like in the Ali G show.
Oh
the
yeah,
movie,
he had Trump on the show.
He had Trump.
Yeah,
and
Trump
to
was
Trump's credit.
To
like,
Trump's credit, Trump was wise on that.
He's like, you're a moron. He walked off.
Well, Trump didn't even do that. Trump was even more slick with it. Trump was like, this, you know, in his head, okay, this is stupid. And he's like, but, dude, you, ice cream gloves. Ice cream gloves. He's like, I think you'll make great money with it. Like, guys, good luck. He's like, well, you're going to be in on it. He's like, I think you'll make great money with
this
it.
This is
care,
over.
Everybody.
Yeah, he walked right
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he did it in such a smooth way while other people get, like, pissed off.
The best he got in recent, if you watch his Showtime show, This Is America.
Oh, yeah, which I did. I didn't watch all of it, but yeah.
But he got... Well, it was Dick Cheney to autograph waterboards. It was phenomenal.
Oh, that's
great.
He's
like, oh, you're like the godfather of torture. Like, can I get your autograph?
What did he say?
And he's like, oh. And he signed the waterboard.
He signs a waterboard.
And it was fucking brilliant, you know? And honestly, like.
That kind of stuff
Dick
is
Cheney's
really good.
Like, yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah. Well, that's the gold about it, is
he
that there's
the
like
most...
a truth. But it's shocking that he would do something like
you know
that. Oh,
about
my
Dick
God.
Dick Cheney, he was the most ruthless vice president of our lifetime.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
ruthless.
And the ex-CEO of Halliburton, conveniently.
I'm telling you,
given,
Dick
given
Cheney
that,
was
that
a
no,
warlord.
That no-bid contract to his own company that he, you know.
He was a warlord, Dick Cheney.
Yeah. They loved their war, and they loved the money that they got from the war.
Ooh, oil money, like
yeah.
ka-ching.
And just
Ooh.
Taking government money and just contracting his own company, no bid. We'll just give you $5 billion to create this warship.
Christian Bale, Cheney movie?
I didn't. What was it called? Vice? Or not Vice. Maybe...
Dick?
Well, I don't think it was called Dick, but let me
it
see.
It had like a very plural name.
It was
it.
Just one... it was called Vice. It was called Vice for Vice President. It was.
Vice, 2018.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to see it. I hear good things. Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I hear good things.
It makes you kind of look at him in such a different light, how like ruthless he was.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Basically, like, Bush is.
Remember when he shot his friend?
Bush is, like, in the background, like.
Oh, sure.
Bush is, like, you handle it.
Yeah, you take care of it.
I'm going drinking.
Like, yeah, I'm going drinking.
Bush should be like, you do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
And then he's like, yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, it will be done.
It's like
Vader,
the
Emperor. Yeah, yeah. It will be done, my lord. Yeah.
That's exactly what it was.
That's funny. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah, it's a good movie I want to see. So, in the end, yeah, I recommend Borat. Good stuff. Definitely worth watching. Not as good as the original, but still, it had a plot, which was entertaining. You know, in the same way that, like, Bad Grandpa, you know, these kind of fake plots with the,
yes,
you know what I mean?
I remember watching that, like, I think it was in Argentina at the time.
Yeah.
It was funny,
I think I've seen
stupid.
In theaters. No, of course. I liked Bad Grandpa, though. Yeah, and I liked the original Borat.
The industry is just fucked.
Oh,
so, you're looking at Wonder Woman, right?
Wonder Woman 1985.
That's the biggest release of 2020. And it's going HBO Max after 2 weeks.
These theaters are going to be in trouble.
Destroyed.
Yeah.
My friend Jimmy works in the movie advertising business.
How's that doing? Movie advertising?
Not
what movie
very
is there?
Well.
Yeah.
You know, it hurts anyone in the industry because...
Yeah. I mean, obviously, most
movie
industries
theaters
are
just fucked. Now, what's interesting about this...
Movie
HBO
theaters
Max,
are
man,
the top
gotta,
tier of fucked.
I got to get on this HBO Max. So they're getting Wonder Woman 84, which looks phenomenal. I'm very excited to see that. And it's funny because... If you look at the other female superhero movies,
right.
They're terrible.
What you talk about, like
Captain Marvel?
I heard
trash.
What you saw it? You just assuming it's trash?
No, everyone has told me so.
That's not good enough, Sean. You need to see it to call it trash, okay? Because I heard I heard mixed shit. I heard a lot of people like because it's in the 90s, so a lot of people like the fact that it was like 90s nostalgia and the cinematography is good.
I haven't heard good reviews.
Sam Jackson was good in it. I hear good things about him in it. So I hear that there's things to take away from it. We can't judge the book by the cover we have not read.
I'm just condoning Listen,
these female superhero movies.
I'm saying Wonder Woman's good.
Oh yeah, for sure.
The other ones not so much. But Wonder Woman's fantastic.
Well, we haven't seen Captain Marvel, so we can't really compare it to that. But we can say
I
that
six different people say, "Well, this
I don't
movie
know who
those
people
sucks."
Are. I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard good things. I've heard okay things, and I've heard bad things. So
who told you okay things? Were you at like a feminist rally?
It was like a year ago. I can't remember when the movie came out. You know, it was like a year ago.
Very skeptical. He's trying to be a social justice warrior.
Just saying, like,
but
like
he doesn't
let's
have
not
sources.
They suck, and it's like I didn't see it. I don't know, Wonder Woman, I did see, and
I enjoyed Wonder Woman.
So, and I was looking forward to 1984.
HBO Max is
and also, what's it called? Black Widow, you know, through Kibosh. You know, where is that going to go?
Thumbs down.
Is that that's not even out yet? Did anybody see that? That's not a direct to VOD.
I think he was out already.
VOD? Let's see, because I didn't get.
I could be mistaken. I think it was. No.
2021 film set back. May 7th, 2021. So they delayed that. Yeah, because I think they spent too much
money. On my calendar.
They spent too much money on it to just throw it in the toilet. I think that's the problem, you know?
Well, speaking of HBO Max, which Wonder Woman's getting on there, the Snyder Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
It's an entirely new movie.
Oh, yeah.
I'm very excited to watch it.
Well, yeah, it's the Snyder cut, right? Yeah.
Entirely new movie.
I mean, that's so odd, though, because it's like
reshoots, everything.
Yeah, they just gutted the movie, you know?
Well, the other one was shit.
You mean the actual one?
Yeah,
the
it was
one
garbage. That we showed. It was trash.
You talk about Justice League.
Correct.
I don't know, trash. It just
I
wasn't
I think the Snyder
great.
Cut's going to be...
The Snyder cut.
I think it's going to be 50 times better. Because they wanted it was a darker direction.
Yeah, but all the other shit was darker, and it was with Zack Snyder, and it wasn't good. So I'm not on much hope for that.
I'm telling you, it's supposed to be a completely new
I
movie.
Know they put in Joss Whedon shit because...
The Whedon movie was terrible.
Yeah, but he's the reason they put him in is because he's the one who did the Avengers movies. And they're like, we need lighthearted and happy because the darker shit wasn't working. Like, was Man of Steel... Man of Steel was dark. It wasn't good, you know?
Honestly, I didn't... I like the Henry Cavill Superman. I think it's decent.
It was bland, though. It just had nothing to it, you know?
Well, Superman.
Zack Snyder hasn't done anything really good with these movies. And I know he's going through personal tragedy. I think some family members passed away.
Yeah,
and stuff.
His
kid passed away.
I think that's why he left the movie.
Yeah. And
his kid died.
Yeah, so it's like a fucked up situation. And, you know, sorry for that, for Zack Snyder. But I'm not really a fan of the butcherings that he's done
with. Star Trek as well?
Might have done one of them. Might have done one of the...
So I've actually been re-watching Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
The originals, the movies are great.
Right,
ever watched
right.
like The Wrath of Khan?
The Wrath of Khan's really is the best of those movies. I like
the
one, the fourth one, I think, where they go to...
A Search for Spock. Is
yeah, I like the... Well, I think every other one is good. So I think like the second
Spock's
one's good.
Good.
I like the one where they go to San Francisco, like present-day San Francisco. I think that's the one where they watch the whales. That might be the fifth one.
Because eventually it's like Shatner starts to get old, you know?
Yeah.
Man, you watch episodes of the original series? You know, all these super hot fucking girls in the 60s. You're like, wow, this is interesting.
That's true.
Like, Shatner was a fucking dog.
Oh, yeah.
J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams did the first one, but I don't know if it's... let's see who did Enter Darkness.
I think they did three. Am I correct?
Yeah, the Kurtzman and Orci wrote it, but who?
I don't
directed
know. They stopped making them. I was loving the Star Trek and the remakes.
The movies? Yeah, I mean the movies were good.
What's his name? Pine. What's his first name?
Chris Pine.
I think he was a great Kirk. And then they had
Abrams did Into Darkness, but did Abrams do the other one? What was the final one?
Into Darkness was
Star Trek Beyond. Beyond I saw in theaters, which was still decent. Which I like.
2016.
Directed by Justin Lin. Yeah, it was that summer, which I still found good. Yeah, 86 Rotten Tomatoes.
I was a big fan of Zachary Quinto, great Spock.
I saw him in Manhattan when we were the last, I guess it was last year's, what's it called? Feast of San Gennaro, when we went on a weekday.
That's the one year I met.
Sunday, yeah.
I like to go like Saturday night.
You know where we saw him? We left the feast. We got our coffee. We went to get
feast.
Coffee. BC before COVID,
exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
And so we go to this Feast of San Gennaro in Manhattan, but this time instead of going in the evening, we went in the daytime on a Sunday. So that screwed you up. So you didn't
That's
come.
Why I was off kilter. I'm like
Sunday afternoon.
Like a vampire,
interesting.
I go to night events.
Yeah. So, but it was like you always got to take the day at the feast because it always rains one weekend of the feast. It's always the two weekends. So it's like, well, you got to choose the weekend that is not raining. raining because I'll wait till next weekend. That pours rain. That's happened to me on several times. So I always like, oh, it's not raining on the first one. I'll make it. And then so we went that Sunday because that was like the only time that we were able to go. And then we met up with a couple of friends. We go to get coffee at Starbucks. And we're like, okay, we're done with the feast. You know,
you're at the feast.
Yeah.
All these fantastic cafes, and you go to Starbucks.
Well,
that's embarrassing.
What cafes could you possibly go in?
When you walk, we had food at the feast. Mulberry Street has a great cannoli cafe spot. I don't know the name.
Oh, we got pastry, but we ended up getting, we went to Ferrara's. But I mean, just
you gotta get like a nice little.
We ended up getting Starbucks across the street, so it was probably somebody suggested
it's like,
it. Okay,
oh,
fine.
I want to get pizza in New York. I'm gonna get a Sbarro's.
Sbarro slice.
New York slice.
No, but we did get
Michael
pastry.
Scott over here.
We did get pastry at Ferrara, and then we went across the street to Starbucks. But at that point,
sacrilege.
We're done with the feast. We had already ate at the feast. We had pastry.
Getting
we did our
Starbucks.
We did
at the
we
feast.
Did the walk around, but we wanted to walk around with a fucking iced coffee. It was a nice day. So we were done and we were like, okay, why don't we walk over to, what's it called? Barcade. St. Mark's.
St. Mark's.
So it's a bit of a walk, you know. We're with our friend Rico who can't walk at all.
I miss playing Donkey Kong, having some craft beers.
Yeah,
I'll
join the club. Yeah, it was the last time I was at Barcade. It was last September.
It's a doubtful, but. My birthday in January, I'm hoping to do a barcade.
Hopefully, it's not negative 10 degrees and hopefully COVID.
Nah, if it's cold, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's going to be cold. It's in January. That's inevitable. Oh, yeah. I'm just hoping I can have a group of friends, have some beers, and play vintage video games.
Absolutely. Yeah. Just watching somebody go through my mailbox.
Is he dropping something off?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's my tenant.
For a second, I thought it was like the baby breaking something. And I'm like, because it's like bald and you can't really see. And then you're like,
Sean thought that was a baby on my my security camera. So, but anyway, to go back to we start walking up the blocks. You know, it's like it is 8 to 10 blocks from Feast to St. Mark's.
Yeah, and the friend Rico can't walk well.
But long story short, we're taking like kind of like side blocks in between. Long story short, we see an apartment pop out. And we see some dude and some other dude pop out with a dog. And I'm like, yo. I was like, that's Zachary Quinto.
You're going to know his name like that. I'm going to be like, that Spock.
I remembered him from Heroes. So I remember the name from Heroes. Remember the show Heroes?
I didn't watch Heroes
either, but I remembered him from it. He was the bad guy.
I would say, oh, it's Spock. That's
okay. No, which perfectly fine. But I recognized him.
Distinguish him.
Well, what happened was he looked left and right. And when he looked left, I looked at him. We were... He's 10 feet away, you know, whatever, 15 feet. And then they walked the other way, him and his boyfriend.
He's gay?
Yeah, he's gay. You didn't know that?
I didn't look gay to me.
He is. Well, he had his boyfriend with him. And
that's not his friend or his cousin.
Why don't you look him up, Sean? You'll see. And then, so they're walking. So I'm like talking to my wife and I'm like, that's Zachary Quinto. She's like, who? And I'm like, the guy who's in TV. Remember the Star Trek movies? He plays Spock. She's like, who? And I'm like, yelling, who? And I was like, that's him. I was like, he must live in Manhattan, you know? And then...
he's 43 years old. Shit.
Do you think he was younger or older?
I thought he was younger.
He's been on the block. That Heroes show was... How old? How old was that Heroes show? It's got to be 2007.
Quinto probably came out as gay in October 2011.
Well, there you go. He's been gay for a while.
So you know what's funny about him?
Yeah, let's show that. What was the Heroes show?
He's following Leonard Nimoy. So Leonard Nimoy did a show in Search Of, which is super famous. You had to watch it. Growing up.
Oh, yeah. That show was 14 years ago, Heroes. What show was he referring to?
In Search Of. So Leonard Nimoy
Yes.
Like Loch Ness Monster,
I didn't really see. Yes, but he was the narrator.
Host narrator.
Yeah.
There's all these crazy mysteries.
Mm-hmm.
And it was his first show from like exposing that kind of stuff.
Right.
Bigfoot, all this.
UFOs. That reminds me that Shatner did Rescue 911. If you don't remember that show in the 90s,
This is like the 70s.
Not Quinto. That's earlier.
No,
yeah.
Leonard Nimoy.
Yeah.
They actually have a documentary on Netflix called Spock.
Ooh, I should check it out.
About his whole life.
I love Leonard Nimoy.
Leonard Nimoy's awesome.
Class act, and it's shocking that Shatner's still alive and like kicking. You know, because he's in his 90s.
And he looks great.
He looks great.
He has a shit ton of plastic. You know, Shatner's Canadian from Montreal.
I do know.
He's French Canadian.
I knew that. Yeah,
he speaks French.
Yeah.
He's born in Montreal, and they said like.
You're talking as if like he's one of your hometown homeboys. As if you're
like
from
people
Montreal.
From Montreal.
I know you're a big Canadian fan. You're a big Habs fan.
I've been going there my whole life. So
sure,
I'm very supportive of Montreal.
Very supportive of Montreal. Sean's very happy. But I didn't know that. I knew he was Canadian, yeah.
But
he's been on the block for so long.
He's 9 years old.
He was on the original Twilight Zone in that classic episode.
The creature on the
side of the plane.
You know that was based off, they said soldiers in World War II said there was goblins like in the planes breaking shit. That's creepy.
All right, we're running out of time here, but
we got to tap up. Yeah, this is very interesting. Anyone, look up goblins, World War II, like Air Force. Gremlins. World War II Gremlin.
Is this a real thing?
It's a real thing.
Well, they do say it's a gremlin.
They typed it in correctly. Like Air Force.
Gremlin, World War II.
Goblins, airplanes, World War II.
I think this is. I said it. Goblins, Air Force, World War II. Goblin. Get rid of the word goblin and Shatner.
Yeah, Shatner's why everything is fucked up.
History Net. They originate with.
I'll pull up a link for you. I think you.
Yeah, Gremlins of World War II. Here we go. This is the Gremlins of World War II. You've all heard the 1980s movie Gremlins, but the first goes back to. Why? It says Royal Navy 1918 appeared to have detected the existence of a horde of mysterious and malicious sprites whose whole purpose in life was to bring in as many inexplicable mishaps in those days, trouble in airmen's life. Yikes, that's wild stuff. So, is this a real thing? I mean, so this is kind of like a folklore thing. But potentially.
Well, this is the thing, right? Yeah,
potentially there's a.
So that's where they base.
That's where they base that idea off of.
They had all these stories from soldiers.
Oh shit! Somebody's on the. There's a goblin on the side throwing shit out the plane.
World War II and all that PTSD. You're losing your mind anyway. Yeah, you stress that, and you're
there's goblins out there.
You're just trying not to die.
Right.
You're shooting planes at them while you're getting shot at.
You're losing your marbles.
You're thinking you're seeing goblins, but that's. Where it came from.
I see. That's interesting. Yeah. So look up the goblins.
Cap it off.
Yeah.
In Search Of, just showed all this crazy weird shit that I love. I watch all of it. Leonard Nimoy was the original host. And it aired late 70s, early 80s. It was 5 or 6 seasons.
Okay.
Kind of the precursor to Ancient Aliens.
Sure. A show that just talks about mysterious, things. Like you said, Bigfoot and aliens and.
So history or discovery.
We love weird, spooky,
Bigfoot, UFOs,
cryptozoological, and paranormal.
It's either History or Discovery Channel or Animal Planet. One of the.
Why do they have the show? Are you saying
so? They remade it in Search Of, and now Zachary Quinto's the host.
Oh, get out of here! That's funny.
So he's really Nimoy's
carrying the torch, following
Spock,
the footsteps.
And now he's hosting the same show Nimoy hosts. I found that pretty interesting.
That's great.
And he does look like he has Nimoy features.
He's got the Nimoy features. He's thin like
him. Nimoy's from Boston.
He's a Boston boy. Yeah.
I think he was Irish and Italian. He looks
Leonard Nimoy.
He looks Asian,
I think he's Jewish, Sean. He's Irish and Italian. Where do you get these things from?
No, maybe he's Jewish-Irish.
Have you ever met anybody?
Nimoy is a Jewish name.
Let's see. He did look a bit Asian.
Well, he's from Boston.
And he was a Boston boy, yeah. Ukrainian.
Jewish immigrants from Ukraine.
Sean's shocked. I think he's Italian.
Gasp!
okay. So
I love Nimoy.
He's an American treasure. But I guess Shatner's a Canadian treasure. He's the sweetheart of Montreal. One more thing. Animaniacs. They had the show is back. Do you remember the Animaniacs in the 90s?
Certainly.
They had the trailer. It's on Hulu. I haven't seen it. I've heard mixed reviews. But the trailer, they did Jurassic Park. Like they spoofed Jurassic Park.
I remember Animaniacs
because
they had skits.
Yes.
So I loved Pinky and the Brain.
Pinky and the Brain is probably the best. Good Feathers.
Yeah, the blatantly
the good pigeons,
Italian
the good
racist pigeons.
How am I funny? Not just the way you did the thing. What? And they just, they're doing the Goodfellas thing.
I didn't know Goodfellas was.
Well, that's the beauty of that show, is that I wasn't getting any of those references, but it was still fun.
Why are these birds like these Italian guys?
The Godfeather.
I just remember as a kid being like, I thought it was like a New York City thing, because I didn't know what Goodfellas was.
Right.
So I didn't think I would see like Italian Goodfellas in New York City.
How am I funny?
So I was like, it's like New York City pigeons. That's what I thought it was.
Close enough. Italian
references.
Close enough. And then Pinky and the Brain. And really, the Brain is really based off of Orson Welles with that, yes, Orson Welles.
Same thing we do every night, Pinky.
Take over the world. Yes.
Pinky Zoink. Yeah, and the brain.
Yeah, but that's probably the best side skit. Yeah, it was a kind of like a variety show with
one
the Animaniacs.
One is a genius. The other's insane.
Yeah, we all know it from the 90s.
It's ingrained in our mind as kids.
Yeah, if you like, I
haven't watched that show in 25
years.
Oh,
no, forget it. The only thing I've seen any Animaniacs is the new trailer for this new revival. And
they spoofed
the original. I haven't seen it. I would assume that there, you know what they, but there was.
I'd love to see like these things again.
It's on Hulu. There was uproar though because they're not doing Hello Nurse because of course in Hello Nurse because in 2020
pull this up on YouTube.
You don't know Hello Nurse?
Was it like a hot nurse or something?
Yeah, it was like maybe a hot bunny nurse.
It sounds familiar, but like
Oh, it was just a hot nurse, not even a bunny nurse. But it was one of the guys liked. One of the Animaniacs liked the nurse, so anytime she would come on, hello, nurse.
Yeah, she's like a Jessica Rabbit character.
Yeah, see.
Look, they're drooling.
Yeah. Yeah, they both like her, see.
They're howling. Oh, this is great.
Yeah, and so now this is sexist, so they can't have this. So Hello Nurse has been thrown out.
It's funny, because so you said Hello Nurse, it resonated with me.
Hello Nurse.
I don't remember what she looked like, but I remember the Hello Nurse.
Sure, sure, of course. Well, it's like, it was a line you probably heard even when you're not even, just on TV in the background.
Hello, it's funny, you're watching, they're drooling, they're like horn dogs.
Yeah, like horn dogs. Well, that's why you can't have that in 2020, Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry, so inappropriate.
Inappropriate for the kids. And it was originally... Steven Spielberg produced the show, and apparently the original creator of the show, the guy who had the idea for Animaniacs,
it's definitely a Warner Brothers property.
Oh, of course, it was WB property.
There's a water tower right there.
Yeah, there's a water tower. Of course, the video game is you start in the water tower if you play the video game on.
I never played the video game.
It was on Super Nintendo. Yeah,
I never owned Super Nintendo.
I know, we went over that a number of times, but it was a game. I didn't own it. I think I rented it probably. I was a moderate fan of Animaniacs. It wasn't like my number one property.
I definitely watched
after school. Yeah, it was a show on. You watch
after
school. Animaniacs. No, it was on.
I get home from school.
Yeah, and the
cartoons.
Shtick was good. Yeah, exactly.
It's like these kids on their iPads and Netflix.
No, yeah.
You're like, turn on Channel 11.
Yeah, Channel 11,
Channel
5.
And
yeah,
that's around.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And
now
maybe
it's...
PBS once in a while.
Yeah,
you watch
sure,
Arthur,
like,
but
like you
not
said,
tell
Reading
anybody.
Rainbow. Sean's even embarrassed about it now. But
I was watching Arthur.
Arthur was on very smidgen for me. I remember that being like on the morning and stuff, like before school. But so that was those. But I guess we'll probably cut it short here. We've did our piece.
Like the Hello Nurse because it's
Hello Nurse. Yeah,
it's bringing back memories.
That'll bring back memories. Yeah, and it was produced by Steven Spielberg originally, but the original creator
of
the show.
How many seasons was the first run?
Let's see. Right.
I want to say five.
It was probably something like that. Yeah, five seasons. Yeah.
Wow.
Right on 93 to 98. So that was right in our sweet spot, So we're
probably 98. Probably wasn't even watching anymore. I was watching
Dragon
probably. Ball Z then.
Yeah. Exactly.
I probably watched it from like
mid-90s. Whenever.
So 93 and 98.
Johnny Depp fans outraged over Animaniacs joke because apparently they're making references to. Because that's what the show did. It made reference. If you rewatch the show, you'll be like,
Johnny Depp shtick is bullshit. Okay?
Sean's a big Johnny Depp supporter.
I like Johnny Depp. He's a good actor. Great pirate.
Great pirate.
Cool dudes.
Sean's a big fan of pirates.
He plays dark, weird characters.
And he lost his. He had to quit the Beasts of whatever.
They said they had like a million signatures on the phone.
Yeah. No, they're getting a lot of people because
he's
got a lot of fans.
This bitch throwing wine bottles at his head and like.
Yeah, that's the problem with that.
And
it's
he's
like
trying to extort him, and
why,
he's like.
Listen,
he's like the aggressor.
I'm no marriage counselor, but I think in the reality of it is that was a joint effort. They're both shitty in their relationships.
He shouldn't be victimized.
I think people break up.
It happens.
Exactly. So just let's stop trying to cancel either of them because people are trying to cancel them both. They're trying to cancel her.
Cancel? What does she do?
Like, Amber Heard. She's the what's it called? She plays the chick in the Aquaman movie. She's in the Aquaman movie. So she'll be an Aquaman too. They're trying to cancel her out of that. The way I see it, I'm like, listen, live and let live. Your marriage is over. Stop trying to sling mud at each other and ruin each other's careers. We don't give a shit about your personal lives. Like, just do your jobs. Everyone's alive. You were both assholes in your relationship. And nobody wants to hear about your personal lives.
Exactly.
So just act. Just stop dance monkeys dance.
Let's slinging mud. That's,
yeah, stop slinging mud at each other publicly.
Yeah, lawyers being like, whoa.
Yeah, I know. You're not doing anyone any justice by doing that at this point, I guess. Or at least making it public. Just keep it within the...
we're going to wrap it up here.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. We're going to be coming back.
Happy Thanksgiving,
everyone.
Happy
Thanksgiving. This is the Thanksgiving episode.
So our next episode is going to be some great content.
This is your Black Friday, take my money and run... Shtick here.
Bob Rosslands, I'll try to bring them.
Oh, yeah, we'll bring them if we can pick them up.
Like 4 months, probably.
Yeah, I know. Probably about production. Shipping date July 2020.
Very special episode next.
Oh, we got some good stuff coming up. We're going to do some good stuff. You'll see. So we got it coming up. We've been
talking about this forever.
We've been talking about this for years that we're going to do.
We're
going
to do it. Hopefully, our friend Imodio might have COVID.
Friend of the cast. He keeps, well, let's, thoughts and prayers for him.
He might be a little on the, but like we said, we're healthy people here.
We're very fine, healthy people here.
It's a
COVID-free
zone. When he gets better, he's welcome back.
Yeah, we put extra zinc in our coffee and our booze. So.
I heard vitamin D, my friend, come. Another friend of the cast.
Oh, don't worry. You'll get some vitamin D, Sean. There's going to be plenty of that. And
you just go out in the sun, but the sun.
No, you can't go outside. Nothing happens. You can't go outside.
People don't leave their house anymore.
That's it, everyone. Okay, so enjoy your Thanksgiving weekend. Enjoy watching Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Enjoy the Macy's.
John Candy
and the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Are they having the Macy's Parade?
Beliefs? No? Are they?
I hope they
Oh, my
do.
God.
I remember going as a kid.
That's the final thing. Let's look up.
Those balloons.
Cancel it. This year's Thanksgiving Day Parade adjusts to COVID limitations. Uh-oh, wait a minute.
I thought it was still happening.
It will be a very different parade.
It's probably gonna be
fucking It'll have no spectators. That's going to be awkward.
Who's lifting the balloons, robots?
They stole my balloons! From Batman. That's from Batman 1989. Remember?
I was like, man, where is that from?
They stole my balloons! Why didn't somebody tell me he's got one of those things?
To end the cast.
Yeah.
Put on 1989. Thanksgiving Parade Batman.
Oh,
Joker.
That's great. When he's
like,
giving out the money.
This actual Joker flow.
I know. Who put that up? Dinosaur Dracula. He always puts up the best retro shtick like that. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
fantastic.
I love it. Yeah.
I wish I was in person.
1989
like,
Batman.
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. And just like the
it's
movie,
just so
too.
It's so great.
Oh, it's great. It's wild, and
it's
just
not
like
actually
the movie.
Jack Nicholson.
Naturally. It's a guy.
But there's
fucking
a Joker
maker.
Throwing fake
he's
money
throwing the
in the stands.
Money, money, money. Hubba, hubba, hubba. Who do you trust?
The most...
Great.
We'll have to throw that on the page.
Yeah, we'll throw that in the end here. We'll put it on the shtick here. So that's it, everybody. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll be back with our spectacular Christmas spectacular. And that's it, boys. So keep watching the stars.